I know more that she loves you, definitely. And it's nothing wrong to say, Mom, I love you, forgive me, because she deserves it. You know, we just finish, we would say, celebrating, memorializing, taking stock of Mother's Day. I always say, when you talk about Mom, not only she gives you birth, Mom is that unique human that God puts in this earth so that we can learn from her exactly about life. And God created everything in numbers. I always say, and I will think about it, except one mom. There is nothing more than one mom, that's all.
Okay,
and when you have just that one little thing, it's so precious. Make sure in life and in death that stays that way, because that's the way we really truly feel about mom. And whatever we say, we joke about it, but the true feeling is that love that is in that vault inside there that we all feel about mom. A mother's love for the child is born at birth and does not fade for eternity. From conception, we grow in our mother's womb, and for 9 months we are as one with her. The bond between a mother and her child can stand the test of time. A mother is our moral foundation. She is the healer of pain. There is not one time in your life that you haven't felt that. And the gentle hands and strong rock that guide us through life. Mother gives so much of herself for her children. She shares the pain of every scratch to every heartbreak, and a concern for one's welfare does not lose its luster even when one is grown. It's a question how she delivers the message. She will never be sustained from sleepless night worrying about all those whom she is responsible for. Therefore, it can truly be said that one is a part of her from the start, and the part of a person passes with their mother. The longer that we live, the more we come to realize that death is an integral part of life. We cannot have one without the other. Some of the words to the wonderful song, see if you remember that song. I like it, but How Deep Is the Ocean by Irving Berlin. He described everlasting love. How much do I love you? I will tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? And how far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? I know that I will be repeating without intention. Her describes so beautifully in every aspect of her life, but I'll touch on a few things. Odessa was born November 24, 1921. To Shlomo and Luna, Salomon and Luna Calvo. Salomon, one of the first two Sephardic Jews in Seattle, and I knew from the time that I arrived to Seattle, I knew that, because Fortuna was already telling me at least 20 times. And if I would get a taxi because of that more, you never get. So we learn. We learn that no matter who goes on and on and on and on, paciencia, that's why our rabbis tell us. That's all it matters. And Esther's older sister, Fortuna, was the first Sephardic Jew born in Seattle. That also I learned. And Esther was the youngest of five children. And she enjoyed her siblings, Fortuna, Mark, Jack, and Violet. And of course, like you said, she was a Renaissance woman. She graduated not only from Garfield, attended the University of Washington, where she met David Muscatel. And after David and Esther became a homemaker, she had you, three children, Maurice, Luan, and Stanley. Somebody didn't mention anything about making sure that you do, but it doesn't matter. In 1948, David and Esther built a home in Mount Baker, as you mentioned. David passed away suddenly after the third attack, heart attack in 1967, leaving Esther a fairly young widow. I can't imagine, you know, to leave somebody at that time, to be a widow and getting on with life and raising your children and do not only the best that you can, but improve everything that you have. You need cabeza, you know, a good head, a good personality to be able to know your world around you. She enjoyed travel and arranged a trip with her sisters, as you've heard before. She went out of her way to go to be with the people that she loved. And in the same way with her children. When she moved to the summit, at first in December 2003, it took some time to adjust as she, you heard from her. But she enjoyed being with old friends, and making new ones, and attending concerts, musical and other performances. When I remember your mom, when I remember Esther, the one thing that I remember, she always, with respect, when she would talk to me, Rabbi, big smile, how is the food, how is your wife, how is the family? This was her personality, to think and to care and to talk about other people, how are they, no matter how she might be. And she had this elegance about her. People are not just made that way. Somehow they create that in themselves. It's because of their personality, what they are, and how they look at life, how everything is beautiful in their life in spite of all the incredible, terrible things that might be surrounding and around it. One moment there is sadness because you think about those things that make you sad, but at the same time the way you think about the world and the people, that there is so much goodness in there to enjoy and to give joy to other people. I always like the fact that, I don't know, what are you going to do with her wardrobe? Better take it to Hollywood. She was immaculately dressed and every time always elegant. You know, no matter what age, she always looked wonderful. That takes a lot in personality. That's what she became, and that's what she was. Even when she had short memory, but part of her personality shone all the time. She was cheerful, she smiled, she asked you. I remember And I went to see her even at the hospital. She was like, you know, like she was in Cal, in the synagogue, here, the rabbi, it's just the same thing. Esther, she came to this world not only to raise a family, but to bestow kindness to so many people. Her nature was unique. She was caring for others, compassionate, full of loving kindness, and very sweet. That's all I remember about Mom. In spite of her insurmountable share of tragedies, losing her husband 45 years ago, David, then her son Stanley in 2009, living as a widow for so many years, she always had that twinkle in her eyes just to make you feel good and comfortable with her. She loved those moments when she imbibed those few moments of history when she was among all her friends and she would remember. And the same way, even when she ended up and she came to the synagogue, she was like that with her conversation. And I feel that I have to say, Luan, I saw you every time that I would see you on earth. You come to the synagogue, to the office, no matter what. You have acquired those qualities from Mom, which is just be there and to make sure you do the right thing. Those are qualities that you acquire because you are paying back, because Mom instilled that in you. There are so many wonderful things about Mom that surmount every little thing of kesha that we put out. That's how we look at Mom and think about Mom. And you have to be very proud. One more. In spite of the axias you would feel, but I know you really you love Mom. And I know who does not have moments that you feel like, Mom, get out of my sight. Sometimes we do. But you know what? That's Mom. That's why she's Mom. And that's why she deserves our love. She deserves our praise. She deserves whatever we have. Because she's Mom. And she's worth every moment and every minute. You know why? Because when Mom is not there anymore, even those difficult moments, we will think about them, and I wish Mom would be there. Because even if it's not for me, even if it's not for you, what about those moments shared with the rest of the family, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, everyone to know you have that matriarch there? It's a treasure that suddenly we lose and we realize. Esther was like a fragrant perfume, I said, lingering on even long after the vial is no longer in our hands. That's how we're going to feel about Mom. So it will be with the fragrance of a beautiful life. We'll enjoy an immortality that will never readily pass away. And we should remember Mom. We should remember her. And we are not going to forget it, because she meant so much to you all.